Hare Krishna. Yesterday we went to Bhaktivedanta Manor. Last night we went to Bhaktivedanta Manor and gave a little summary study of Sadavodidamayam. And that was nice. And thereafter, devotees really purchased, got into a lot of, getting a lot of books. That was very, very encouraging. One of the reasons people were so enthusiastic, so about 75 books, was that everyone found the books were sort of readable. They were bite-sized, only 150 pages, so it was easy for everyone to read. Anyhow, although today I found myself still quite a bit exhausted from the experience, such are the drawbacks of the aging material body, something that previously would have just been a breeze, even despite an operation, now takes a lot longer to recover. Anyway, what can you do? Dukhalayam ashashvatam. This is what Krishna warns us about. Okay, here's a little question from Hari Zoltan, and he says, what's my chances of getting initiated in this life? And the answer is, it's up to you, whatever you make of it. The opportunity for getting initiated is there for anyone who comes in contact with Krishna consciousness. Indeed, our whole culture is such that someone who isn't initiated isn't really considered to be fully integrated as a human being. Initiation is part of the human form of life. It's the responsibility of every serious person, person who's recognized what the purpose of the human form of life is. Now, of course, we're not talking about initiation as some kind of ritualistic activity. We're talking about initiation and its real value as committing oneself to Krishna with the greater plan of going back home, back to Godhead. So asking the question, well, what are my chances for initiation? Is like asking, well, what's my chances for instance, going to university? Well, that's up to you. There are so many chances, but the issue isn't necessarily just about going to university. Going to university is one thing, but what do you do when you get to university? You've got to study, you've got to pass exams, ultimately you've got to get a diploma and excel in your specific chosen profession. So similarly in Krishna consciousness, initiation is, well, as somewhat implied by the words itself, it's the initiate. It's the beginning. That's the beginning of Krishna consciousness. It's not the end of Krishna consciousness. It's not the goal of Krishna consciousness. So Rupa Goswami says, Guru Parashraya, yeah, this is the very beginning. You have to take shelter of a spiritual master, which means through initiation, take instruction from him on the process of Krishna consciousness, practice, what responsibility one should accept in terms of spreading the mission of Krishna consciousness. And then you live by that, you execute that. It's not just some kind of casual affair. It's by no means some small-time ritualistic activity that someone performs and then goes on with life as usual. No, one's life should really drastically and seriously change. One should dedicate oneself to the service of the Lord. Initiated devotee means that one enters into Krishna's transcendental family. Dikshakali Krishna Atma Samarpan. At the time of Diksha, one is accepted by Krishna as a part of his transcendental family. But it requires a certain level of commitment. It requires a real level of commitment. The Diksha means now I've actually given myself to Krishna. So not only what chance do we have of getting initiated, what chance do we have of going back home, back to Godhead? A wonderful chance, a great chance. But it's what we make of it. And it's up to us. Sometimes I feel sorry to see that devotees, people who've come in contact with Krishna consciousness, they're wasting their time. Not wasting their time by not getting initiated. They may get initiated and still wasting their time. They're wasting their time not diving deeply into Srila Prabhupada's books, taking Krishna consciousness as sort of a religion, some kind of religious activity or social duty that they should do, but not something that they recognize that, yes, this is something to completely revamp my life. But that's not what Krishna wants. He wants sarva dharma paritya. Krishna wants everything from us. And that's what really initiation is meant to be. It's meant to be sharanagati. It's meant to be surrender. Now we're coming to Krishna. Shishyashtiham sharimam tam prapanam. Now I surrender to you. Tell me what to do. What do you want? Whatever you want, I'll do. So that's initiation. Initiation isn't sitting behind the fire ceremony and getting a spiritual name. Those are the externals. But the real essence of initiation is Shishashtiham Shadimam Tvam Prapanam. Now I'm your disciple. You please tell me what to do. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do that. And that kind of initiation is, once again, it's up to the devotee. It's whatever you make of it. Initiation is what you make of it. It can just be some kind of religious ritual, or it can be really the best thing that ever happened to you in your life, and the most significant thing that happened to you in your life. Whatever you make of it, up to you. Hare Krishna.